L'histoire va bientôt commencer. Quand tu entendras ce son, tourne la page. Tu es prêt? Allons-y. Splat goes to the aquarium. Splat and his class were going on a field trip to the aquarium. Splat sat on the bus. He wished he was sitting next to Kitten. When they arrived at the aquarium, Mrs. Wimpy Dimple made an announcement. "Only look at the exhibits. No touching," she said. "And no eating them either." As the cats headed to the first exhibit, Splat knew he really wanted to impress Kitten. But how? As soon as he saw the jellyfish, he had an idea.
"Did you know that jellyfish are made from strawberry jelly?" said Splat.
"That's not right," said Spike.
Splat's tail wiggled worriedly. Was Spike right? But Splat wasn't going to give up that easily. The class moved on to the sea dragon exhibit.
"Did you know that sea dragons are really tiny dragons that shoot out fire?" Splat said.
"That's not right," said Spike.
"The water puts out the fire too quickly for you to see it," Splat insisted. He felt like a real expert now.
At the tropical reef exhibit, Splat spotted a cowfish.
"Cowfish are actually tiny little cows," he declared.
"That's not right," said Spike.
"Then why are they called that?" asked Splat.
Splat didn't wait for an answer. He could see Kitten smiling at him. His plan was working. Splat happily skipped over to the next exhibit, when suddenly he tripped and...
Splash!
Spike laughed.
"Splat finally got one right! That's really a catfish tank now."
As Splat dried off, Kitten thanked him for making the aquarium so interesting.
"At least you didn't fall in the dogfish tank," she said with a giggle.